Across the Atlantic on the City of Rome. On board the steamer City of Rome, Ellen White Sabbath morning wrote a few letters, one to Jenny Ings. She wanted to tell her that she wished she were on board with them en route to America, but she didn't, for she knew Mrs. Ings was still needed in Europe. This is what she did write. All right this morning. Had a beautiful night. The water is smooth as a placid lake. Would not think we were on the boat if we did not hear the machinery and feel a little motion. I shall miss you much. I became attached to you and shall feel the loss of your society. The weeks spent together have been very pleasant indeed. The trip across the Atlantic took 8 days and was reported as pleasant and prosperous. They encountered one storm, but Ellen White declared, "We had on the steamer a pleasant voyage." She says little of how she occupied her time, but probably did a good bit of writing. Thursday noon, August 11th, the travelers landed in New York. The Backpage Review and Herald note reported, Mrs. E.G. White left immediately for New Bedford, Massachusetts, to attend the New England camp meeting now in session there, and Mrs. M.K. White came on to the Battle Creek Sanitarium. Her health, we regret to say, being such as to render a stay a while at that institution advisable. August 16, 1887. Before long, Ellen White wrote words of encouragement for the readers of the review regarding the work in Europe. In her article published on December 6, after naming the countries where the work was advancing, she declared, "A good work has already been done in these countries. There are those who have received the truth, scattered as light-bearers in almost every land. Some connected with the work in these foreign fields, as in America, become disheartened, and, following the course of the unworthy spies, bring a discouraging report. But we have no such report to bring. After a 2-year stay in Europe, we see no more reason for discouragement in the state of the cause there than at its rise in the different fields in America. There we saw the Lord testing the material to be used. The word has gone forth to Europe, go forward, the greater the difficulties to be overcome, the greater will be the victory gained."